The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So, with the advent of technology, we've begun to expect everything to happen immediately and exactly according to how I want it to happen. I remember in high school, the computer I used took several minutes to actually boot up, and then you'd have to actually like log into AOL, dial up, and it'd take another 5-10 minutes just to get online, just to check the news. But we'd sit there. I'd sit there anyways. And it's like, okay, it takes 5-10 minutes to go from starting the computer to getting it online. Today, if my computer takes more than 0.03 milliseconds to start up and get online, I'm outraged. Like, why is this taking so long? Like, what's going on? Why is it going so slow? Same with maybe Netflix or YouTube or any of the streaming services. If it buffers for more than 5 seconds, like, what's going on? Why'd this break? How come it's not working? We expect things instantly, immediately, at exactly how we want them. We're so accustomed to things being quick and efficient that this frustration at slowness even spills over into other parts of our lives, including driving. How upset do we become? Well, not you guys, of course. Never us, right? But when we're driving 75, 80, 85 in the fast lane, it's clear open road in the fast lane, and then somebody comes into the lane doing the legal speed limit. How upset and frustrated we become, and how quickly. Because everywhere we go, everything we do, we're always in a hurry. We want everything done right now, and we want it done exactly the way we want it. This approach works poorly in our day-to-day life, and it's even a worse approach when it comes to our spiritual life. In the parable in today's gospel, Christ gives the example of a man who has sown good seed, seeds of wheat that take 3, maybe 6 months, depending on the variety, to actually grow and mature. The farmhands tell him he should pull it up immediately and be done with it, even if that means that a lot of the good wheat will come up with the weeds. But the man here has wisdom. Instead, he chooses to practice patience, to wait until all the wheat and weed is grown, and only then to separate the two. The thing is, though, that this approach takes a heck of a lot longer. It's not immediate. It's not instant gratification. It's not right here, right now. He's waiting 6 months before he's going to touch it. It takes a lot of patience. It's also a much more difficult approach, because not only does it take the patience to wait the full 6 months, but then when you get to that 6 months, now you have to go one by one until everything is separated so that none of the good wheat is lost with the bad. But the thing is, this more difficult and longer approach is worth it. Because this parable isn't about wheat and weeds. It's about you and I. We, as children of God, are worth all the effort and all the patience in the world. In the spiritual life, there's a tendency to think, oh, if I can just do X, Y, and Z, then my entire spiritual life will be perfect. I'll already be a saint and on my way to heaven. That's not the case. It doesn't work like that. Our spiritual life, our life with and in God, is not some menu on Netflix or DoorDash where we can pick and choose what we want, how we want it to be done, and have it happen immediately. We're never going to be a saint today. It doesn't work like that. Our spiritual life is more akin to the field in the parable, where good seed was planted and bad seeds happened to take root as well. You see, it takes days, months, years in order to actually reap the benefits, to see the wheat start to sprout, to see the good fruit come from the seeds planted ages ago by God. Our spiritual life is the work of a lifetime. St. Augustine, for example, was not born a saint. He had a very seeded past. Take that as a pun, because it is. He kept mistresses. He kept joining other religions. He even put off getting baptized for as long as humanly possible. And he's still today one of the greatest saints in the church. He didn't become a saint overnight. He worked at it day by day, little by little, seed by seed, getting up in the morning to watering the plants, making sure that he was patient with himself. And it was only by, finally, the grace of God and the grace of his mother's prayers that he was able to finally to convert to Christianity, be baptized, and really, truly become a saint. But this took time, a long time. Our spiritual lives are no different in this regard. If we find ourselves discouraged at the lack of progress, we need to remind ourselves of the patience God shows to his children. The patience the man shows in the parable today. God very literally gives us our entire lives to move towards him and to work on that sanctity, on that holiness. And it indeed takes our entire lives to root out our weeds and gather up the wheat. My brothers and sisters, when we remember the patience that God shows us, this too spills over into other areas of our life. It becomes easier to be patient when we're running late to a meeting, trying to battle traffic all the way through downtown. It becomes easier to be patient even when our spouse hasn't taken out the trash for the third time this month. Or when our child hasn't done their homework and somehow managed to bypass the parental controls on their iPad. But most importantly, when we remember God's patience with us, and the care and the love and concern that he has for us, it becomes that much easier to have patience for ourselves so that we can actually wait and see the good fruit that God is working in us.